ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Daugherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch. I'm Pat Daugherty. Todd Burlidge is out sick today. You can go ahead and join the conversation. 1027, your message 45364. Hit us up on Twitter at PD ESPN. I want to welcome in my guest, the director of operations for the Boilermaker basketball program, the Purdue men's basketball program. Elliot Bloom joins me now here on the home stretch. First and foremost, Elliot, thanks for taking some time today.
Yeah, Pat, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right, man. When you look at it this weekend, a big win for the Boilermakers to watch the game against Maryland. Anytime you can get a win on the road, the Big Ten, it's always a huge victory. But I think the bigger story has been the consistency of Caleb Swanigan. Going from last year to this year, he's been a double-double machine. But I want you to talk about a little bit his relationship with his players, because late in that game, even though he did foul out in questionable calls, his last two fouls, he really has grown into a leader on the court. You can see him coaching and talking with his teammates, and they, at least from an outside viewpoint, really, really seem to respect his leadership.
Yeah, he's one of our captains for a reason. I mean, his work ethic is unparalleled, probably has the best work ethic of anybody we've had in our program under Coach Painter. And that translates in the locker room. Guy that garners a lot of respect from his teammates. He's very open with his teammates about saying things that need to be said. Sometimes that those things that are said aren't necessarily don't make you popular sometimes, but he's got the ultimate respect from his teammates. I think it starts there. And is a guy that really is enjoying this season, enjoys being in school, enjoys the camaraderie that this team has in the locker room. We've been excited for this team for a long time because of that chemistry that they have. They're a group that enjoys hanging out with each other. They enjoy the travel that we, you know, have together. And fans may think that that's a little crazy, but not every team year to year has that immediate bond. I mean, there's some teams that, hey, they play well together. They enjoy each other on the court, but they may not do a lot of things off the court together. And that's not a knock on a team or anything like that. That's just kind of human nature. But this team gets along pretty well off the court as well as on the court, and I think that shows up a lot when you watch us play.
A couple of big victories last week, Northwestern, Maryland obviously on the road and in a hostile environment. Doesn't get any more hostile, I think, than taking on IU at home. How quickly after the Maryland win did the focus of this basketball team become their heated rival in IU? Trying to win at Assembly Hall is not a thing a lot of teams have a lot of success doing.
Right. Normally, you know, it's right back to work the next day. This was a little different from the standpoint that we actually had yesterday off. We had been, we had 10 straight days where we either had a game or practice. And in the NCAA college rules, allow you have to take one mandatory day off a week. The only exception to that is if you have three games over a seven-day stretch, which we did. We actually played a Sunday game at Nebraska, came back home for a Wednesday night game against Northwestern, and then followed up with the Saturday game at Maryland. So because we had three games in a seven-day stretch, we actually had 10 straight days where we either were practicing or had games. So that means we're going to take 2 days off this week. That's how you get around that rule. Mm-hmm. So Sunday was the start of the week, and that was one of those days off. So normally it would be, boom, right back at it. We're focusing on Indiana. But we actually let the guys take the rest of Saturday and take Sunday completely off and enjoy it a little bit. More so from the rest standpoint. Having gone 10 straight days, their bodies needed that rest. But also right around the midway point of the season, a little over halfway through the Big Ten season, You need that from a mental standpoint, too. So we let them enjoy that win. But then, obviously, we started classes today and had just finished up practice, and it was back to business. And there weren't a lot of backs being patted today. It was more on to the next game. We kind of let them enjoy it on their own yesterday, and then back to work today.
One of the best rivals, one of the best games, I think, in college basketball will be coming up on Thursday, a game you can hear here on ESPN Radio 1027 as the Boilermakers travel down and take on the Hoosiers. Once again, we're joined by Elliot Bloom, the director of operations for the Purdue men's basketball team. Why don't you talk about your freshman, Carson Edwards? He's been very consistent. A big game against Maryland, poured in 12 points. 9 against Northwestern. He's been very consistent over this little bit of stretch in Big Ten play. Having a freshman step up and take kind of that role that he has got to take a little bit of pressure off other guys like Swanigan and some of the other players in the starting lineup.
Yeah, and he's done a great job. It's always a hard adjustment for anybody coming into a high major program. I don't care how talented you are, highly recruited you are. He's got a lot of physical tools that some of the other guys in our backcourt don't have. He's got a burst, a quickness to him. He's got a scorer's mentality. I think when we took his commitment, a lot of people thought that he was coming in as a point guard. The coaches never felt that way. We thought he was always more of a combo guard with a scoring first mentality. And he's got that scoring ability and that quickness that really fills the gap that we have had in the backcourt coming into this season. So he's found a really good niche for us. He's every week it seems like he picks up more and more little things in terms of experience that maybe he didn't have a month earlier. And I think Coach even made the comment to him that he said, "Boy, you know, a month ago, I don't know if going to the line, if we would have had everybody knowing you were going to knock those down." He goes, "But on Saturday," he goes, "there's no doubt in my mind you're going to bury those shots at the end." That's how far he's come in his first year here with us.
Which is always great. It's always nice to get a freshman who comes in and really just takes the entire experience head on. One of the other questions I wanted to ask you is, when you look at this team, number 2 in the country in assists per game, you're averaging just over 19 assists per ball game. But interestingly enough, you don't have a guy that's has a ton of assists himself. This is really flows right throughout a lot of guys, 3.4, 4, 3.3. It's really done throughout the entire team. What makes this team so unselfish and willing to distribute the basketball and allow other teammates to score?
Well, I think anytime you have a team that has a high number of assists, it means that your team's more focused on winning than they are individual accolades. And I think all of our guys, to a man, would much rather go into a place and come out with a win than they would to go into a place and come out with 25 points. They're more worried about the bottom line and getting the W than they are individual statistics. And that's where you start with that kind of mentality. And then secondly, I think that we've got some guys who just are skilled in that area. It seems it seems kind of ridiculous to think that there's kids playing at this level of college basketball who have trouble passing and catching, but that's reality. Passing is a skill set, just like shooting is. And there's some kids that have a hard time passing the basketball. It's not as simple as just, you know, moving the ball to the next guy. It's hitting him in a position where he can catch and shoot instead of throwing it at his ankles. And that's easier for some guys than others. We're very fortunate that we have a bunch of guys who are really good passers. And they're intelligent basketball players. They understand how to move the ball, especially in our motion offense, find the open guy. And then it helps when you've got a lot of shooters on our team like we do that can knock down the open shot.
Well, you talk about shooters, and Swanigan right now is shooting 50% from downtown, which is still a statistic that boggles my mind. I mean, a big guy that shoots threes is rare enough, but then a guy that can shoot them as consistently as he does. And again, against Maryland, a lot of the reason you guys were able to get that victory is a couple of big threes by him down the stretch. I mean, he just creates such a weird mismatch for other teams. And then you pile in the fact that the assists, the numbers, the unselfish play. And I like this basketball team. It's going to be a tough test against IU. As you kind of preview that game, as you look forward to that game, is there anything that jumps off the table for you of what this basketball team has to do to get the victory on the road?
Well, it's just from a mental standpoint, you always have to have a great deal of mental toughness to win in Bloomington. I don't care what the record is when we play Indiana. I know it's an old cliche, you can throw out the records, but it's true in rivalry games that it doesn't matter what the rankings are of a team, how many they've won out of their last 10, what their talent level is. When Indiana and Purdue hook up, you're going to get each other's best shot, and we certainly know we're going to get the crowd's best shot when we go to Bloomington. And for some of our guys, that'll be a little bit of an eye-opener if they haven't played there before. Now, we're a veteran group, so a lot of our guys have played in Bloomington. They know what to expect. And they'll be sure to pass that information along to Carson in terms of what, you know, he's getting ready to walk into. But I think the biggest thing to win on any road game, but especially when you play your rival, is just to have a mental toughness where you can block the crowd out and focus on the task at hand and not allow some of those distractions to throw you off your game.
Should be a great game, a great environment. Again, in my opinion, one of the best rivalries in college basketball. Again, joining us here, Elliot Bloom, the Director of Operations for Purdue Basketball. You can follow him on Twitter, at ERBloom. Elliot, you also do a podcast for our Purdue fans that are up here in our area. Where can they find that podcast to get all of the Purdue basketball they want?
Yeah, we've posted 13 podcasts so far this season. It's something that Larry Clisby and I have done. We have a lot of fun with it. We have a lot of personalities around the Purdue program, but also nationally. We've had Bill Raftery on. We had Robbie Hummel on via Moscow. He's playing professionally over there.
Nice.
We've had Coach Painter on and several other guests. And we post usually about one a week, and I post them to PurdueSports.com. Chris Foreman, our SID, helps me out and does that for us. They're available on iTunes. If you search Purdue Basketball Podcast, you can download it at iTunes. Or SoundCloud. So it's out there a variety of ways, but I would encourage fans to check it out, especially if you like Purdue basketball. We try to give you some insight that maybe you don't get some other places, and we like to have fun with it too. We talk a lot of stuff other than basketball with people around our program, so you'll get a chance to hear some things from Robbie Hummel or nationally from personalities like Bill Raftery about some things you know, that maybe aren't basketball related, but just kind of off-topic stuff that are very interesting.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Again, Elliot Bloom, the Director of Operations for the Purdue Men's Basketball Program. Elliot, definitely a pleasure, my man. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you here soon.
All right, appreciate it. Take care.